There goes that booking.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you guys are having a great day. That is breaking the internet right now. I don't even know what's gotten into Jon Stewart. Go ahead on with it. Hey, Patriots, I'm glad to see you. I'm Melissa, Red Pill the World. That's what we're doing, you guys. We're going to talk about that. We are changing the matrix. We really are, by everything that we share out. So keep going. Don't stop. Keep the pressure on. I really am so proud of you, and the Lord is proud of you. He told me to tell you that. Really proud that you guys are such an amazing army. So yeah, if you're new here, this is my website, freedomforce.live. Say it with me, freedomforce.live, L-I-V-E. We are the freedom force that is taking the kingdom by force. Right? Remember that passage in Matthew, I think 16, whatever? It says that we've suffered violence from these creeps, but we are taking the kingdom by force. And that's where we got our name, freedomforce.live. We look at how this is biblical. This is the end times for these creeps. You guys know about it because you've been watching me for a while. I've been teaching God's word for 40 years, and I'm so thankful to be on here to tell the good news of the kingdom. This is what our charge is. This is what our command is, to tell the good news of the kingdom. Just hold on tight. We've got so many great things to talk about. For example, we're going to talk about RFK Jr. going out on stage with President Trump. And you can't tell me, you guys, that that was not planned long ago. I don't know. This is just, there's just no way that that was happenstance. This whole thing has been a show, and we're watching it unfold. Really enjoy the show, enjoy and just gobble down the popcorn. So welcome everybody. I'm so glad that you are here with me. I think that we're live on Rumble and Brighteon and Facebook and X. The funny thing is, when you live stream on X, on Facebook, for some reason they don't ban it. I don't understand how that happens, but anyway, don't talk about it. Don't say anything. But make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. Make sure you share this everywhere. If you're on Facebook, if you're on X, wherever you are, share this, please, and get out the good news. The good news, because a lot of people are flipping out. They're so afraid, and so this is our wonderful job that we get to do, is to share the wonderful truth. Now, I'm going to talk to you about that. Telegram might be banned. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do with Telegram. We're going to talk about this, but they have arrested the creator of Telegram yesterday. So just be aware that they might shut down Telegram. If so, you need to go to freedomforce.live and go right here to the social media. And you will see all of our social media platforms right there. The real ones are right there. There's some fake Mellies out there. There are lots of fake Mellies. These are the real Mellies, so we will find each other wherever we go, whatever happens, okay? If you haven't gotten I need to change that to X. I need to change the Twitter to X. So go over there and create an account if you can possibly. You might have to get a different phone number or whatever. And so create one. And because I've been posting everything over there and I have not had anything, I haven't even gotten a warning. I haven't had any posts removed. I haven't been banned. So Elon is working on it now, and working to make sure that we have a platform to speak the truth. The other thing is, you know, you might not be able to use your old phone number. That's okay. Just find a way to, come on, you guys. I know we have done this thing long enough. We have figured out a way. We'll always find a way. And that's what we're going to talk about here in Joel chapter 2. We go over the walls and through the windows. We just keep going one way or the other. So here was the amazing entrance of RFK. Oh my goodness. This, I'm telling you right now, this was a photo op of all photo ops. This will be in the books, the history books. No doubt about it. This will be, this was a moment in history. You know, for those of you who maybe don't realize the importance of the Kennedy family on our history, it's monumental. And for the big Democrat family, and of course RFK is Jr. is saying that the Democrat Party has left him. He didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left him, and with all of their ways, and he tried so hard to work with them, and clearly they would not, and clearly he deserved the nomination, but they coronated Kamala, and so, yeah, so he said bye-bye. He knew this was going to happen. He knew they were, you know, how corrupt they were, and that they would only allow someone like an Obamaite in there, and a commie, really, a communist. Anyway, so here he is coming out on stage. So let's enjoy the show.
We've shared them for a long time. I don't think too many of you people have heard of him. He's very low-key. He's a very low-key person, but he's highly respected. He is a great person. I've known him for so long. For the past 16 months, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Thundering applause, thundering applause. That is the photo op of all photo ops right there. Somewhere, right in here. Let's see somewhere. There's just so many pictures, so many great photos that they had of him. It's probably not on this clip, but yeah, they've got great photos of this fireworks going off. I mean, such excitement. You can't tell me that President Trump did not have his hands all over that. This, I bet you $50 was planned. I bet we'd find some kind of picture or some kind of something that would lead us, you know, confirm that. But yeah, this was definitely a beautiful moment for him and he's in serious trouble with, oh, the Democrats are mad. Oh, his family's mad. He's like, whatever. I'm trying to save humanity. He's trying to save humanity. He's trying to save us from the poison. 60% of people have chronic diseases. And I'm going to get to this about how he's going to make America healthy again. He posted about that. So how exciting. And now I'm tearing up. So yeah, I'm going to talk to you at the end about this song. You might not know about this song. I'd never heard this song. There Goes My Hero. So I'm going to show you a little tidbit about that, which is super cool. But I'm going to do that a little bit later. All right. So yeah, so here's the photo op. Here's that. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? And so this actually was a post from, look at our wonderful president. Just can't even tell you how much I love him. Oh, what, we are so blessed. We are so blessed to see this day. Daniel wrote the prophecies about this day, and he wanted to see this day. We are witnessing this day. Rejoice that you were chosen to be living in this day and to be part of this army. Telling you right now, you will always know that you were this part of this amazing had this amazing blessing to live in this day. I remember when I was a little kid and they were talking about, the scary kind of end times, you know, and if those of you who don't know, I decoded, by the grace of God, I decoded the book of Revelation. Here it is, end times and 1,000 years of peace. And it's not the scary kind. The scary kind was where the world's going to blow up and we have to escape and God's going to indiscriminately destroy humanity because he's so angry with humanity. I'm like, well, no, he's saving humanity. Hello, he's saving humanity. Anyway, so I remember that. I just had no idea what it was going to look like. But I knew that we were going to live in this day and we were going to witness all this. But this was from Roger Stone saying, God Almighty, please protect the physical integrity of President at Real Donald Trump and of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now more than ever, 74 days. Well, I will tell you, there, in my strong opinion, definitely President Trump is bulletproof, and I think RFK Jr. is bulletproof. I'll tell you, for him to stand up and do this and know that he has a target on his back, and they could say it's any kind of, you know, lone gunman, patsy, blah, blah, blah. He's extremely courageous, so proud to have live in the day with such great, strong, courageous men. He knows what happened to his father and to his uncle, and it could happen, except for the grace of God, and God will protect them, no doubt, in Jesus' name. All right, so this is what he said after he gave his endorsement to President Trump.
And the safest, the best way to build a safe America is to rebuild our industrial base and rebuild the middle class in this country. And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country? And he told me that he wanted to end the censorship. Because the whole basis of American democracy is the free flow of information. And we know that a government that can silence its opponents has license for any kind of atrocity. And can you think of any time that you can look back in history and say that the people who were censoring were the good guys? They're always the bad guys. Because it's always the first step down that slippery slope to totalitarianism. And don't you want a president who's going to protect America's freedoms? It's not filled with chemicals that are going to give them cancer and chronic disease. And don't you want a president that's going to make America healthy again? Thank you all very, very much, and God bless you, and God bless America.
Amen. Amen. What a day. What a day. What a day. Don't you want a present like that? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we will have it. You guys, we're so close. We're so close. Here it is, the 25th of August. Oh, I know. We've been fighting so hard for so long. Just hold on. Just keep going, everybody. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. Okay, so just hold on. Okay, so yeah, Trump promises RFK Jr. he will establish a commission that will release all remaining classified documents on the assassination of JFK, as well as his father, RFK, as well as probably MLK, and President Trump also. Check it out.
Soon after I was, I can't even believe I have to say this, nearly assassinated in Pennsylvania last month, Bobby called me to express his best wishes. He knows firsthand the risks incurred by leaders who stand up to the corrupt political establishment. When you stand up, you bring on some trouble for yourself, but you have to do what's right. You have to do what's right for the country. I will tell you, we are both in this to do what's right for the country. That's one thing I can tell you. He lost his father and uncle in service to our country, and Bobby himself was subject to repeated threats to his safety during the course of his campaign while being denied protection by the Harris-Biden administration. And this is a tribute in honor of Bobby. I am announcing tonight that upon my election, I will establish a new independent presidential commission on assassination attempts. And they will be tasked with releasing all of the remaining documents pertaining to the assassination of President John F. Kennedy.
Amen. This is what's going to happen. We're going to get to the bottom of this. And the reality is we already know this, what happened with President Trump and all this coming out, pointing the finger at the Secret Service and the CIA is confirming what we already knew. They know that we know. And it's, you know, our job is to keep pushing this truth out there so people wake up and understand what's happened. And then when this comes out from President Trump and this commission, everybody will be like, oh, okay. So there's already the groundwork that's been done. And this is, again, part of our job. So thankful. And, you know, there's someone on the chat, like whatever her name is, saying, you know, that we're worshiping men. We're not worshiping men. We are thankful that the Lord has raised up godly men in this day, just like a Moses, just like a Daniel, just like these men of old who of renown, who the Lord raised up to lead the people out of captivity and to stand up and to stand in the way and be willing to take a bullet This is what we're talking about. We're talking about people who are courageous and who have the ability and the voice, like President Trump has this huge voice, this huge following, so he can affect the change. This is, I'm so thankful for, we're going to talk about Durov, the creator of Telegram. These great men like Elon, who they have the financial wherewithal to make this happen. And not be, you know, but most of us have been silenced back and, you know, forth. If it hadn't been for Telegram, we're going to get to that here in a second, but if it hadn't been for Telegram, we would not have had an ability to speak the truth. They pushed us over into what they said was a corner. But clearly, if they're arresting the creator of Telegram, clearly we have been very successful, very effective, and they don't like it. But, you know, we are standing with them, but they are leading the charge, just like, you know, great men like George Washington and all that. So that's what we're doing. We are, yeah, we worship the Lord Jesus Christ. All right, so here he's talking about what he and Bobby will do. I'm just so thankful to have this hope to have good, righteous leaders. This is what the Lord said in his word. He says, the righteous will rule. This is what what's going to happen. If the Lord Jesus told us the meek will inherit the earth. This is, what does that mean? We're going to have righteous rulers who will rule rightly in every position, whether it's a government position or a business, a corporation, whatever type of position it is, we'll have righteous people. Can you imagine it? All over the world. I'm talking Iran, Venezuela, China, all throughout Africa, everywhere we'll have righteous leaders because we will remove the evildoers, the ones who've been working as minions, literally, of the satanic cabal. And we will install righteous rulers. This is what the millennial kingdom is all about. Wonderful. It's a wonderful, wonderful day that we're living in. So check it out, what President Trump said about him and Bobby.
I think to start off with, but Bobby and I will fight together to defeat the corrupt political establishment and return control of this country to the people.
Amen. Amen. That's what we're going to do. The power will return to the people. Now, RFK has been exposing what's happened. I'm so thankful for this man. Because, you know, I didn't ever inoculate my children because I knew this 30 years ago. I knew this. I said, I can't, this was over 35 years ago. I'm like, I'm not putting this into my children's bodies, not doing it. You know, and it's so hard for us to get above the noise. And that's what's so great about RFK Jr. is that he has exposed what's in these jabs and how it's been harming Americans. And that he was on Fox and Friends on Saturday, yesterday morning, saying that, actually, I think they played maybe a clip of it. It had been from a few months ago. But the point is, he said, ever since Fauci, it has gone from, I don't know, some crazy, like 2% had chronic diseases, some low, low number, to now 60% of Americans have chronic diseases. This is not accidental. This is absolutely on purpose. This is why I'm constantly screaming to go to my health page, freedomforce.live/health, H-E-A-L-T-H, and find out how you can get your health back. And the biggest thing is don't put toxins in and detox, get the toxins out. And I'm not going to talk about this right now, but I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. This is the one I take right now. It's on for $5. You can just get one for $5 and cancel if you want to. I don't care. Just get the detox. This is zeolite. It takes the tiny nano-sized particles and it cleanses the cells at the cellular level. So many of these are not really at the cellular level, and that's what this one does on freedomforce.live/health. It's on for $5. I think today's the last day. The point is, we have to get our health back. And he said, he made a post today. He said, we will have our health back in 4 years. Once we have clean water and clean air and clean food and not filled with pesticides and not filled with preservatives, all these things that are damaging our body and causing the inflammation, which is really the root of all chronic disease. Once we have all that, then we won't have to fight like crazy to keep our health. Everyone will be healthy. But right now, we have got to do everything. Cleanse your water. Do not use the water in the tap, even for cooking. Don't put any of that. That stuff is filled with all that junk that, like, on your faucet, that white junk that's on there that you just scrape and scrape and scrape and it won't come off. This is what's going into your body. This is what's causing the Alzheimer's. This is what's causing the dizziness. This is what's causing all that. Find detox, go over on the health page and find out ways that you can detox. Purge your water. Cleanse every little bit of it. Everything I use is from zero water. I know I'm going off on this. But it's every bit of water we use, every bit that goes into our bodies is, and even bathing with, to be honest. But anyway, that's another filtration system. Everything that goes into our bodies, we have to make sure it's zero water. We use the zero water filter and make sure that it is zero. We have a filter on our house, but it does not remove everything. And so I make sure, you know, and Mr. Wonderful, I love him so much, but he wasn't doing it. And then he just recently got a kidney stone. It was the most horrible experience. And now he's being very careful. He's like, he's even our ice. If you have ice and you've got, it's got white junk in it, don't put it in your body. Do not put it in your body. That is filled with all this junk that is killing us. Anyway, I'm sorry. I get very excited about that topic because I want you guys to live to see this day. One day we're going to have clean water and clean air and clean food. You know, it's going to be wonderful. But until then, we have to really fight to protect ourselves. So anyway, here is what he said about what he's going to do for the health of our country. Love this.
That's why today I'm repeating my pledge to establish a panel of top experts working with Bobby to investigate what is causing the decades-long increase in chronic health problems and childhood diseases, including autoimmune disorders, autism, obesity, infertility, and many more. We want every child in America to grow up and to live a...
Okay, I got to stop. He said infertility. Did you catch that? Autism? Of course, he's talked... How many times has Robert Kennedy Jr. talked about all the ingredients in the jabs that are causing autism? The numbers have skyrocketed. It used to be like 2 per 10,000. The numbers, I just posted this on the social media. If you're not following the social media, go over and make sure you follow on our social media. But it's the numbers have gone off the charts, but he's also talking about why are we having such a hard time with infertility? And it's a multi-pronged problem. And a big part of it was that stupid COVID jab. And that's really wrecked people's, women's fertility. And so this has to be solved, and it will be. Praise the Lord. If you go again onto my channel, freedomforce.live, you go on all those the health links on there, you will see, let me show you what I'm talking about. Right here, when you go to freedomforce.live and you go to this one right here, you will see all these ways, lifting depression, bipolar, which one was the one? I think it was the one under the bipolar disorder. This is where this young lady was not having her period. And so, praise the Lord, we were able to get this going again. And you look on there for the herbs. What's the name of the herbs? I'm going to tell it real quick because I know I want to make sure that you guys find it in case you know someone with this problem. It's one called Shepherd's Purse and Ladies. Okay. Shepherd's Mantle and Lady's Purse. Anyway, one or the other, Lady's Purse, Shepherd's Mantle. Anyway, those two herbs. Where she was continually, she was actually continually menstruating, continually. And this, I mean, just like had to have a blood transfusion for crying out loud. And so we were able to stop this horrible bleeding. I'm telling you, they have done a number on our health, and they are trying to make it where we cannot have children. This is a problem. This is our biggest problem. Our biggest problem. And they've also tried to make the, you know, not just the infertility problems, but also they brainwash the kids where they don't want to have children, they don't want to get married and all of this. So we've got to solve this whole problem because the hormonal issue is off the charts. Okay, so I'm going to stop my hobby horse right now and I'm going to get back to President Trump.
Long and healthy life. So I just want to ask Bobby to speak for a little while. I'm going to stand aside. But I can only tell you, I've known him a long time. We've been a little bit on the opposite side of the equation, but I will say this. He is a brilliant, I still think of him as young. He's not that young. I always call him young, but he's not that young. But he is a phenomenal person, a phenomenal man who loves the people of this country as much as anybody can love the people of this country. So, Bobby, please say a few words. Thank you.
Thank you, President Trump.
Cannot even wait till he exposes all of this and throws Fauci in under the jail. So then President Trump posted this, but from Pismo. Who would you rather have as Secretary of Health, RFK Jr. or Rachel Levine? Not even close. Oh my goodness. That is, one day we'll look in the history books and they will show us what they did. This was our Secretary of Health, and it's just been maddening. It's been 1984 maddening. If you haven't seen the movie 1984, I think I actually have it. When you go over here to the videos, I think movies with comms. I think I actually have it over here. Let me just check real quick because I think I have it over here. You can watch. I have several videos over here. The Pentagon Papers, William Pepper, the U.S. government killed Martin Luther King Jr., all this about Martin Luther King Jr., the time machine. Uh-oh, that one's private. They made it private. So there you go, 1984 right there. It's not refreshing. But anyway, you can go watch the movie 1984. You've got to watch it because I know it's kind of hard to get through, but it is so what they call dystopian. It's exactly what we're experiencing. They'll tell us something like putting this person as the health. Clearly, this person has health issues. This person does not know how to manage her own health, his own health. What am I talking about? His health. They brainwashed even me. They brainwashed me. Oh my gosh. Whatever. It's you don't even know how to say anything anymore. Anyway, we're living in 1984. All right. So yeah, I'm thinking, this guy right here, RFK Jr., he knows how to, get our health back. That's who I wanted to look more like this and less like this. Okay, I love it. Thank you, President Trump, for reposting that. That was awesome. I had just posted that, and next thing I know, I see President Trump reposted it too. Isn't that great when you're posting right along beside President Trump? All right, so this is from Code Monkey Z. He said that this is what RFK Jr. is going to do. He's going to remove his name from the ballot in the battleground states where he could potentially hurt President Trump's chances of getting the elector. But in other states where it will potentially hurt Kamala, where people might have been voting for him and taking votes away from Kamala, he's going to keep his name on the ballot. You see, does that make sense, you guys? Does that make sense? That's exactly what is going to happen. So it's just... Again, I go back to trust the plan, that this is a big, long, long-range plan. And yes, it appeared at different times in the campaign that they were, you know, against each other and President Trump was calling them out for different things. And maybe they disagree, you know, I'm sure they maybe disagree on various things. But the point is, this is, you know, we don't have to all be cookie cutter. The point is, this is huge what's happening. This is going to, they know. Just after the Democrat National Convention just finished and we just blew it out of the water. They were thinking they would get some big bump from the DNC and they did not. We got the bump because RFK did not support, it did not say, oh, I'm going to throw my, you know, my votes to Kamala. He's throwing them to Trump, of all things. That was just awesome. That was awesome. If they thought he was going to have his people endorse Kamala, they got another thing coming, didn't they? Isn't that awesome? So that's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to really, it's a game changer for the numbers. When you're looking at the numbers. Love it. It's so great. This is so great. I love it. Using their very tricks against them. That's right, Coast Rider. Yay. I'm glad you're here, Free Future. You're here live. Very happy to have you here with us. So yeah, so I'm doing, and you guys can put your comments in the chat, whatever, or in the comment section of the video. You know, I've been doing pretty much Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and I'm doing Sunday morning at 11. And so I've just been really busy. I've got good news. I think I might have mentioned this to you that I'm on the school board, and no one's running against me, so I don't have, you know, to do a campaign. So yay! I'm so thankful for that. So you know. Anyway, it's a long story, but I'm very, very thankful. I'm going to continue to be on it. I felt like this is what the Lord wanted me to do. anyway, so the other thing is, do we want to try to do one more time a week? I don't know if I can try, you know. I've been working on the book, the study guide. I'm so close to getting that done. So anyway, just tell me if you would like to maybe do maybe what day of the week would be good. Maybe another time, maybe Friday afternoon, something like that. I don't know. Anyway, just think about it. All right. And post if you have an opinion. Here is what he said. RFK Jr. posted this. He announces a partnership with President Trump to make America healthy again by ending Big Pharma's impact on children. Oh. Like, I'm so excited, y'all. This health thing, we've got to solve this. We've got to solve the health thing, or it's curtains anyway. They've done such a number of things that they will not allow to be sold anywhere else in the world. They're putting in our food here. Okay, I know I'm screaming, but he's going to make America healthy again. He vows that within 4 years, America will be healthy and stresses that the country must love our kids more than we hate each other. I love this. Of course, we don't hate each other. Democrats and Republicans, pretty much we all love each other. The ones we hate are those at the top. Those are the ones who are the evil ones who are doing this on purpose. The Faucis and all of these who are making us sick and crazy and poor and all the rest of it. Here's what Clandestine said. If you're not familiar with Clandestine, follow him over on X. War Clandestine. He's amazing. This year is 2025. Donald Trump is your president. The border is secure. World War III has been canceled and the economy is recovering. RFK Jr. is the head of a three-letter agency cleansing our government, tackling the health crisis, and enacting the COVID reckoning. Hoo-hoo! Elon Musk is an advisor to Trump and leading the government efficiency task force, helping him to trim the fat, drain the swamp, and using his expertise in manufacturing, energy, transportation, space, information, etc. to help return the U.S. to greatness. Vivek Ramaswamy is serving as a top political diplomat and valuable asset to the Trump administration, using his experience with pharma and deep state corruption to assist Trump in his retribution and carrying on the future of the MAGA movement. General Michael Flynn is serving as a top intelligence director, where he has the tools to hunt down deep state actors and reveal where the bodies are buried. That is what awaits us. That is what awaits us. He says, if we're victorious, we're going to be victorious. And I'm going to get to something else before we go on. You know, I don't know what's going to happen in November. I would not be surprised if they cheat. We know they're going to cheat. But I would not be surprised if the mainstream media says, oh, Kamala won. I would not be surprised if they did that. I would not. To be honest, I would be surprised if they said Trump won. I really would. Okay? So, here we are. If they say that Trump won, I just can't imagine that this dirty Congress will certify the election. Come on. Let's just be real. Here we go again, January 6th. But the difference is now everybody will see it. Everybody will see it, how dirty it is and how corrupt it is. And it won't be so different from what we saw. Remember in Brazil, we saw hordes of people out in the streets, you know, saying, you know, they did not want, you know, that the election, you know, was rigged and all that. And what was the name? What the name of the guy? Somebody put it in the comment section. Who was the leader of Brazil that was kicked out, whatever. Anyway, everybody's going to see it. So, before we go on, I'm going to do this real quick because, while I'm on this subject, hang on, I've got this thing, let's see, I'm going to find something for you guys, hold on, I'm going to find this, is this it? No? Okay, there's something I wanted you to see, and it's about what, maybe I didn't post it, but I really think it's important for us to chat about. Let me see if I can find this super, super quick. This is about Abraham Lincoln and what he did back in the day. Okay, bear with me. I'm going to find this for you guys. I need a helper. I know I've got so many helpers, but I need a helper to find stuff for me whenever I lose something. So basically what Abraham Lincoln did when the America was under threat of being destroyed. And what did he do? In that back in the day. Okay, I'm going to find it super, super quick. Bear with me. Please stand by, entertain yourselves, and we're going to find this. In just half a second, I think I'm close. I don't see it. Oh, wait. Basically, he called out the military, and he used the powers in the Constitution, which our wonderful, amazing forefathers put in there so that he would be able to save our republic. And he called out the military and the National Guard to do a variety of things. Ah, here it is, right here. I found it. Copy this link. I'm going to paste it over on here. Paste. I'm going to read it to you guys. Okay, this is what happened. That wasn't it. That wasn't it. Come on, Melissa. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here it says. There you go. This is from, let's see, who shared this? I want to see. I don't see who it was. But anyway, this is the history about old Abe. Lincoln found the power he needed to deal with the rebellion in the Commander-in-Chief Clause of the Constitution, in the clause of Section 2 requiring him to, quote, that the laws be faithfully executed, and in his presidential oath, quote, to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. Okay, so he's at that, and then he's, let's see, based on these powers. Let me see if I can get this one over there. Come on. Okay, let me see if I can you see that? Can you guys see that one? I don't know if you're going to see that one. Can you see that? I don't know how this screen thingy is going to work. If you're going to be able to see that part of the screen. So tell me, shout it out to me if you can see. Oh, good. I think you can see it, right? Yes, Scotty Martin. He's awesome. Yes, this was on Scotty Martin. That's who it was. Thanks, Marge. Thank you, Marge. Scotty Martin, the number 10. He's amazing. You've got to follow him over on Telegram. He does such amazing research and amazing videos. Based on these powers, Lincoln called out the militia, authorized increases in the size of the regular army and navy, expended funds for military purchases, deployed military forces, blockaded southern ports, suspended the rate of habeas corpus in certain areas, authorized arbitrary arrests, and impaneled military tribunals to try civilians in occupied or contested areas. Later, he authorized conscription and issued the Emancipation Proclamation. This is what Lincoln did as president. He took these powers to protect our country from being, our republic from being destroyed by this same criminal cabal that we're fighting today. All right, so it helped to maintain our republic. So I want you to see that this is what is potentially going to happen. Let's just imagine, I've mentioned this before, but what if, yes, Susie Q, yes, Trump 44 to 47, the dash is significant. President Trump is still the commander in chief. And so, but he has to do this in a very careful way to wake up the people, because the people have been so brainwashed. They're so brainwashed. I know you are awake. I know you understand what's going on, but a lot of people don't. And we, you know, they would love nothing more than to start a civil war. And so anyway, so let's just imagine the date of certification comes along just like it did January 6th of 21. And here they go and they don't certify this election. And they say, we're going to bring out the military, the National Guard, to quell any rebellion, any uprisings about this, because we're in control. And if they don't like it, then too bad, and we're going to bring out our military. But what if it boomerangs on them and they're calling out all this? I'm just guessing. I'm just piecing this together. What if they, instead of that, they say, well, you know what we're going to do? Instead of arresting patriots, we're going to arrest the cabal. Arrest the minions of the cabal. Okay, what if that is what triggers it? Because this is the height of treason. Okay, so that they would take an election and steal the election again. Okay, so I just want you to see that has been told to us. I don't know why I've got the tickly nose, but this is what was told to us on the 17 board long ago. It talked about this very thing. This is why Scotty Martin is bringing this up. That's why, you know, various ones of us have been talking about this for all this time. And so now you sit and see how, this could play out. Little Jamie Raskin had been talking about this very thing happening, that they would not certify this election because they got to protect democracy. So this is where, you know, he's already revealed what they would do. Okay. But the difference is we'll all be know about it, and then we won't rebel when President Trump does what Lincoln did all those years ago, and the military is used to arrest the real criminals instead of patriots. Okay, does that help? Yep. I hope that that helps. It just, whatever happens, trust the plan, trust the Lord, and know that this is what's happening in this. You know, we're going to be set free. And trust Trump. Trust Trump. Trust Elon. Trust RFK Jr. All these ones are fighting, and the white hats are fighting to get our country back. So it's going to happen. I'm so glad we have kind of the inside scoop. All right, so this is in Joel chapter 2, and this is what we're witnessing. We are witnessing, literally, we are the army of the Lord, and we are witnessing, you know, this that we are stopping all of their things that they're trying to do. Okay, let me try to show you. For example, I'm going to give you an example. Here's an example right here. This is, before I read this in Joel chapter 2, Hakeem Jeffries posted this. He says, the House Democrats will build an affordable economy for Americans. So this is on his X account. And immediately you have all these amazing patriots who are going out here posting. You had 16 years of the last, of 12 of the six, last 16 years to do it, and you failed. You should try going to the grocery store more. Then another one sounds like a dollar store. Obama is pitching socialism. So all these patriots, I'm going to mute it. All these amazing patriots are out here blasting, exposing Hakeem Jeffries' post and saying, baloney, baloney and baloney and more baloney. Yeah, love this. Elect us again and we'll address your issues and grievances this time. You know, it's just like everybody's just blasting them, clown face, all this. Your record says otherwise. So this is what we're doing. They can't get away with the lies, especially because on X, Elon is in control of it. It's amazing. Amazing. Elon is in control, and they're not able to silence us. Now, they're going to try to silence on Telegram, I'm afraid. We'll see. But the point is, we still will find a way to get the truth out. You guys, that's just all there is to it. You look at, here's another way that we are stopping, we are blasting the narrative. Look at this post, the video that Candace Owens had the other day about, you know what, that you're never allowed to talk about. The truth about that tells you who is your enemy when you can't talk about certain things, right? This was viewed by 5.3 million people. Thank God for Elon buying Twitter and turning it into X, because now we see clearly this truth is getting out. They would never have allowed 5.3 million people. You know, this post would not have seen the light of day. We are seeing the day when the truth is able to go and run. It's amazing. Here's another one. I'm not going to show you that one yet because that one's something else. But all right, so here is what it says in Joel chapter 2. It says, nothing, this great army, suddenly like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great mighty army appears, nothing like it has ever been seen before or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land of as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation, and not one thing escapes. Not one lie of Hakeem Jeffries. Not one lie of Kamala. Not one lie of any of these people, because whenever President Trump posts something or whatever truth comes out, we just go in there and post in the comment section. You know what we've been doing. This is destroying their narrative. They've been able to control everything based upon this narrative. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. This is talking about the deep state, the cabal. They're flipping out, freaking out, because we're not going with their type of joy, right? They attack. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They run along the walls. They enter all the houses, climbing through like thieves through the windows. the earthquakes as they advance. Isn't that awesome? That is us, you guys. That is our amazing army. And this is what you guys are doing. Thank you so much for always liking and sharing and subscribing and getting this truth out. Whatever it is, we are pushing all the time, going over the walls and through the windows. So exciting. And our wonderful, oh, here's another one. We are going to share this truth that FDA has had to admit there's zero scientific evidence that monkeypox virus even exists. There you go. They don't want this truth to get out there, but they can't stop it because we have all these platforms now. So just go on and let's share this and get this truth out there. Don't let anybody be afraid of this. Don't let anybody take this stupid jab, because the more they realize that we know the truth, they can't, their lives won't hold up and they won't continue to try something because they know they're exposed as liars. It's very, very exciting. Very exciting. All right. So I want you to see, I'm going to get to Paula Durrell here in just a second. Here is our wonderful Hulk Hogan. As you know, he went to the RNC, and you see right here, Hulk Hogan biopic canceled. He's one of a kind, isn't he? He's one of a kind. It's been in development since 2019. It was set to star Marvel Thor actor Chris Hemsworth, and it's been canceled due to his appearance at the RNC 2024 in Milwaukee. Yeah, they're saying, it's due to Hogan mocking Harris, Indian heritage, and saying he would body slam her if given the opportunity, along with controversial comments. Okay, so go ahead. They've canceled Mike Lindell. They've canceled, now they are canceling Hulk Hogan. I mean, on and on and on. And then we're going to talk about they threw the Telegram creator in jail. You know, we're just going to keep in here fighting. He knew they were going to do this. He knew it. He knew they were going to, and he did it anyway. He knew he was risking all this, but he also knows, I have a feeling he knows, that we're fixing to win. The man is a winner. He can sense victory. He can feel it coming. He can feel that we're fixing to defeat these people. And so he's so funny. You know, nobody like Hulk Hogan. He's something else. So yeah, don't worry. Just use this to expose that if everybody knows it. If you step out of line, they will try to destroy you. But you know what? We're not stopping under any circumstances. And speaking of an amazing hero, you can see right here, Pavel Durov has been arrested at the French airport. He's the founder, the creator, the owner of Telegram. But they were talking about he was prepared for this. He was prepared for this. He figured that they were going to do this one day. And so he has prepared for this very day. And amazing, you know, he says he doesn't own any property, any real estate. He's like, I don't want to get so focused on owning things and getting a yacht and this and that. And my focus is all completely on helping people to be free. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? It's shocking. It's so wonderful. And it's, you know, it's not so different from, you know, he's incredibly intelligent, incredibly skilled. His brother also is incredibly intelligent, and they worked on this together. You know, it's just like what we've done. I know you guys, you've been in here fighting just like I have for 7 years. I'm telling you, every day. It's because the Spirit of the Lord has compelled us to do so. Revelation 11:11 says that God breathed life into them and they stood up, and great fear fell on all who were watching. When you have all these people rising up and us, you know, taking all this back, this great army, they can't stop us. They will not be able to stop us. I don't care how many positions of authority that they have. We will win. We will win. And President Trump has the military with him. So just hold on. Just hold on. Yeah, Candace Owens said, do you understand the severity of what's happening yet? Pavel Durov truly believes in free speech and creating a platform the deep state doesn't have access to. So they have arrested him. This is madness. So they were trying to create access, his engineer, so one of his engineers, so that they could gain a backdoor access so they could track people, control the program. Okay. And to be honest, something is happening with Telegram. And I know he's done an amazing job, but it's been under extreme attack. Because if you remember years ago, about 2 years ago, we were growing and growing and growing. And I had like 115,000 people over on the Telegram channel. And now it's down to 80. It just went down a bunch more today. Another 110 today. Yeah. So it was, it's now down to 88,000. So this is what they've been doing to us for all this time, you know, and we know that we're going to keep, it doesn't matter. We're going to keep in here fighting and we're not going to stop. So anyway, so I want you to see that. Let me go back to, I see you guys over here on the chat now. All right. So, this is what happened when he got arrested. I'm so proud that he knew this. He's willing to go to prison just like Bannon. Bannon asked us, he says, I don't need visitors. I don't need cards. I need you guys to contact your representative Monday morning. Here it is, the 25th. On tomorrow, the 26th of August, contact your representative and say, we need Bannon to be removed from prison, released immediately. You know, and these people are useless. And I know that Luna has something before Congress to make this happen, and it looks like they're just going to sit on it. These people are pathetic, 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 useless. They need to all, don't even get me started. I'm not going to start. Here's what Elon Musk said in response to this. Pavel Durov, the Russian-born Emirati founder of the messaging app. Emirati means the United Emirates. United Arab Emirates. Guess where he went throughout all the world to find a place where he could find freedom so for him to be able to create this and have this Telegram app that we have been enjoying. And people all over the world have been enjoying the ability to post about this, the truth. Guess who it was? Guess where it was? The United Arab Emirates of all places. That's where he, not in America, not in Europe. He went to the United Arab Emirates. This founder was reportedly been arrested at the Les Whatever airport near Paris, France, due to his refusal to cooperate with French authorities who claim he's complicit in drug trafficking and other serious crimes. I call BS. There's no way he's not. There's no way he's involved in any of that. We know that. It's 2030 in Europe and you're being executed for liking a meme. That's what Elon said. This is the dystopian 1984 movie where you can't have your own opinion about anything or you'll be executed. The owner of Telegram, Pavel Durov, has just been arrested. Widely unconfirmed rumors and not even believable reports are for terrorism, drug trafficking, complicity in crimes, mass fraud, money laundering, concealment, pedophile content, sanctions evasions, and more. More than likely the reason why, for failing to censor the truth on Telegram. That is why. They have been after him to try to censor any other things that's not a sanctioned comment or a community standards comment. Durov was arrested around 8 p.m. Saturday at Le Bourget, whatever, airport in the outskirts of Paris. The Telegram founder had a search warrant above his head issued by French officials on the basis of a preliminary investigation. Of course, they can use any excuse. We know that. But as we see, Telegram continues, and he has prepared for this very day. What an amazing hero. What a hero. The Telegram founder had a search warrant. Okay. Authorities believe the Telegram's lack of moderation, censorship, collaboration with law enforcement, censorship, and the instruments it provides, disposable numbers and cryptocurrency, make it an accomplice in drug trafficking, pedophilia, and fraud. He's not involved in any of that. And they are making sure that this is not used for that nefarious purpose. But that's what they are saying. All right, so I want you to be aware that that happened yesterday. And if they shut down Telegram, which I hope and pray that they are not able to do, if they do, just trust the plan and let's go over to all these other social media channels. Okay, right here. Go to freedomforce.live and let's go ahead and go to and make sure that you are on all of these social media platforms. Okay, so take the opportunity to go and get on to these platforms. The main ones that I post on are Truth Social, Telegram, X, and Getter. Okay, the other ones we've kind of holding off on now because it was just too hard to keep up with everything. And of course, here are the video channels. Of course, YouTube continues to demand me. They don't like me very much, but I don't like them either. All right, so Tucker said this. He said, Pavel Durov left Russia. He was born and raised in Russia. When the government tried to control his social media company, Telegram. But in the end, it wasn't Putin who arrested him for allowing the public to exercise free speech. It was a Western country, a Biden administration ally, an enthusiastic NATO member that locked him away. He sits in a French jail tonight, a living warning to any platform owner who refuses to censor truth at the behest of governments and intel agencies. There you go. Thank you, Tucker, for putting that out there. And he had done this amazing interview of him. I just posted it on social media yesterday. You can watch it. It's like an hour long and get to understand who this man is. What an amazing blessing he is to humanity. The FBI tried to secretly infiltrate the Telegram to give themselves backdoor access to users' private data. Check this. Uh-oh. Let's see. Do I have the video? Here it is. Here he is speaking about what the FBI tried to do.
But you know, there's this second part, which was probably more alarming there in the US. We got too much attention from the FBI, the security agencies, wherever we came to the US. So to give you an example, last time I was in the US, I brought an engineer that is working for Telegram, and there was an attempt to secretly hire my engineer behind my back by cybersecurity officers or agents, whatever they are called.
The US government tried to hire your engineer?
That's my understanding. That's what he told me.
To write code for them or to break into Telegram?
They were curious to learn which open source libraries are integrated to the Telegram's app, you know, on the client side, and they were trying to persuade him to use certain open source tools that he would then integrate into the Telegram's code that, in my understanding, would serve as backdoors.
Would allow the U.S. government to spy on people who use Telegram?
The U.S. government, or maybe any other government, because a backdoor is a backdoor, regardless of who is using it.
That's right.
What a hero. What a hero. And now he is in prison right now as we speak. So we need to share this truth out there, let everybody know what is happening, what they are doing to him. All right, so this, I lost my page that was at. Okay, so I want you to see this. His last visit to the U.S., he brought an engineer. The FBI secretly tried to hire the engineer behind the back of the CEO of Telegram. The FBI was trying to learn what open source libraries were integrated to the Telegram app on the client side. The FBI tried to convince the engineer to use specific open source tools that would then be integrated into the Telegram's code. Telegram, yeah, so they were trying to infiltrate, as they always do. Completely, as we know, they completely controlled X, Twitter, when it was Twitter. The C blank A completely controlled it and was basically, had access to everything and would remove people at whoever they pleased. We've already, that's already been exposed. So this is what our government is doing, is instead of protecting free speech, protecting our rights according to the Constitution, they are actually working specifically against our rights. In a nutshell, the FBI was trying to create backdoors to spy on people who use Telegram. So they're trying now just to shut the whole thing down, I'm thinking. That's what they're trying to do, put him in prison to do that. The man is amazing. He's so courageous. So, such a great man. We'll just have to pray for him and see what they do next. What happens next. So as our Lord Jesus told us, those who are destined for prison will go to prison. Bannon, Navarro, the January 6th hostages, now Durov, these amazing patriots. They're destined for prison because they're such amazing patriots. Now, I will say that there are those who, as it says in Revelation 20, that those who will have this amazing blessing that the second death can't touch. And I think that he definitely is one of those. he's definitely in that camp that will be able to receive this blessing because he has, been willing to stand in the way and use everything he has to save humanity. He's proven himself to be a faithful patriot. Amazing, amazing. Okay, so this is a little interesting tip. Very interesting. It says that here's President Trump posting the other day a link to Telegram. I followed every post that President Trump has done for years. He's never, that I can recall, can anyone ever recall him ever posting a Telegram link? I just find it very interesting that he just did this 2 days before Durov was arrested. Isn't that interesting timing? Don't you think? So this is about how to protect ourselves from the big banks. It's called t.me/defiant1s, okay? And I joined that channel. It's got like 40,000 people on it, so go and join that. I shared the link on my social media. I just find that very interesting. What do you guys think? I thought that was very interesting that he just posted that Telegram link 2 days before Durov was arrested. They've been trying to put the squeeze on Elon. Elon had to shut down his operations, I think it was in Brazil, because of what they were trying to do to harm his engineers in Brazil. I don't know. This is a wild day. This, I have to bring up, this makes me ill. The Zionist government has just attacked Lebanon. They have saying that this was a I'll find the word. Listen to what he has to say, and I'm going to find the word because it really just chapped my hide. Check it out.
Go. The IDF identified Hezbollah terrorist organization preparing to fire missiles, rockets towards Israeli territory. In a self-defense act to remove these threats, the IDF is striking terror targets in Lebanon from which Hezbollah was planning to launch their attacks on Israeli civilians. This follows more than 6,700 rockets, missiles, and explosive UAVs fired by Hezbollah at Israeli families, homes, and communities since October 8th. Hezbollah will soon fire rockets and possibly missiles and UAVs towards Israeli territory. We will shortly update the Home Front Command defensive guidelines for those in Israel.
Okay, I'm sorry. I can't listen to it anymore. I'm sorry. The point is, President Trump responded. He says, "What is the Biden administration doing? They're trying to start World War III. It's in response to this. It's in response to this." They said the IDF launched, out of self-defense, preemptive strikes in Lebanon against Hezbollah. Okay, so how is it, I believe that all the people at the top of these organizations are working together. Oh, you shoot this and you shoot that. We'll blame each other while the people are like, why are they shooting at us? How do you preemptively strike in self-defense? But we're preemptively striking you. I'm like, I'm afraid you're going to hit me, so I'm going to punch you in the nose first. Right? Really aggravating. Really frustrating. So I want you to see that. I want you to see that that's what's going on. And so let's share with what President Trump posted. I just posted where he said, we're going to stop. What is this organization doing? What is this Biden administration doing? We've got to stop World War III. And that's what President Trump will do. 5-5. 5-5. He's going to stop World War III. He just posted that this morning. Make America great again. There's only one candidate who can make America great again. 5-5. Amen. All right. So this was a passage from Revelation chapter 5, verse 5. And this is where John, at the very beginning of, early on in the book of Revelation, he's seeing this vision and he realizes the world has been taken over by these criminals. They are running everything. They're doing all this evil. They're damaging everyone's health. They're destroying, causing all these wars, causing all this poverty and all this destruction and just on and on and on, turning the girls into boys, all this what they're doing, all this evil that I'm not even going to go into anymore. The trafficking of children, all these children coming across the border. I mean, he was just beside himself because no one could stop them. Then I began to weep bitterly because no one was worthy to open the scroll and read it. But one of the 24 elders said to me, "Stop weeping. Stop weeping. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the heir to David's throne, has won the victory. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." What is this scroll, this opening these seals? It's about unsealing the truth, exposing the truth, so then the army can run with this truth. And that's what we're doing. We're living in this amazing day. So don't cry. He says, this is the praise to the Lord. You are worthy to open the scroll and break its seals and open it. For you were slaughtered and your blood has ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation all over the world. And you have caused them to become a kingdom of priests for our God. And they will reign on this earth. This is our constant hope. This is the good news of the kingdom, that his kingdom will come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I don't care how many times these end times people say we're going to have to escape earth. That's not true. We're going to have his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. They will reign on earth. These people like Durov, the owner of Telegram, people like Elon, all these wonderful people will be running things, just like I was reading to you earlier in the list. All right, so I want you to see that. So look at what is already happening, because the righteous have been ruling, but beneath the surface, 2,721 pages now of seized assets. Count them, 2,721, you guys. Now, if you post this, I'm going to warn you now. If you post this on, I'm going to post it in the chat. I'm put it in the chat right now. If you put this onto Facebook, it will get banned. Okay, so what I would do is I would take a screenshot and put maybe a broken link. Maybe you'll be safe if you do it that way. I want you to share this information, but be very wise about the way that you share it. Okay, so I just posted that over there. I'm going to also put it into the comment section. This is all these assets that are being seized. Why are they seized? Because these people are involved in corruption and human trafficking. And this is 2,721 pages. Remember how President Trump said, I think it was in the Arizona speech, he said that all these that we have all this liquid gold, and he said we have other assets. What was the word he said? And other assets? Anyway, I think he's talking about this. All this money has been seized from these people. And our $34 trillion worth of debt, or whatever it is, that is fraud. That's fraud, just like the election was fraud, and that vitiates everything, and that'll be all come back to us too. So just hold on. Okay, so I want you to see that 2,721 pages. Y'all, look how tiny that print is. Imagine that, 2,721 pages. I mean, just on and on and on and on and on and on and on it goes. All their assets are being seized. This is why they're so mad. Because they were involved in human trafficking. These are the grand juries that have been going on. And here is a list of where all these indictments are. 678,191 indictments. These are the ones that are unsealed. The sealed are 341,000. That's a lot of grand juries. That's a lot of indictments. That's a lot of cases against, because over 1,019,000 indictments, you guys. That's outrageous. There's a lot of criminals, but they've already gotten to the bottom of it. They've already unsealed 678,000 of these. 66%. 66%. Maybe the gig will be up when it's 66.66%. I don't know. The point is, the white hats are in control. This is why they're panicking, because their assets are being seized and they're being stopped. All right, so just don't believe the fake news. Believe that this is the truth. All right. Here it was. Is that the one I was looking for earlier? Found it. All right, so before you go, I think I've got a couple more things to show you, but don't forget to go and check out all the End Times videos. If you haven't seen them yet, this is the one I just posted this week about the seven bowls. And don't be afraid of it. Don't be afraid of the video. The video is talking about the bowls of judgment being poured out on the criminals. And so the great thing about the bowls is that you can see that they are seething. They are seething as they realize that we are taking the kingdom. They are seething when they realize they're losing power, they're being exposed, and they are being removed, and their assets are being removed, and we are going to inherit all these things. That I think you'll really, really love it. I love that I know the truth about these bowls, because that bowls chapter can sound very scary if you think it's being, that God is pouring out judgment on humanity indiscriminately. Clearly, that is not the case. All right, don't forget, this is how you can detox. This is that one I was telling you earlier. Go to freedomforce.live/health. It's a $5 special. I think it ends today. I think it ends today. And you can just get this. This is the one that goes into the cells. I do it every day to detox my cells, at least until we get RFK in there. This is the channel right here, the page on my website, freedomforce.live/health. Go on there and learn about it. This is the video that explains what it does. And this is basically the same technology that I use, this as well as bentonite clay, to heal myself, because it picks up the toxins, 2,000 times its weight in toxins. That's what the bentonite clay does. And it removes it from your body. But the great thing about the nano-sized particles of the zeolite is it goes into the cells, into the actual, to cleanse the cells. So it's very, because it's so tiny. Okay. I think that's everything. Oh, no. I got one more thing. I promised you guys one more thing. This was, okay, I'm gonna play it for you first. This was when RFK came out. Remember I was playing that song for you guys? Listen to this song, and I'm going to tell you about this song. Okay, hang on. Ordinary. There goes my hero. He's ordinary. Okay. Now, the Foo, whatever, I can't remember the name of the group, whatever it is, Foo something or another, Foo Fighters, they are making this big hullabaloo. Oh, he didn't have the right to use our song. They did. They did have the right to use the song. Maybe they're doing that just to bring more attention to it. I don't know. It's been all over X. But this is an interesting thing. The person who is has done some writing for George Magazine, for JFK, wrote this and used that song in the book. Okay, so listen to what this girl explained to you.
Kind of a weird day today. There's been a lot happening. And so last week I went to the launch party for this book, JFK Jr., An Intimate Oral Biography, by Rose Marie Terenzio and Liz McNeil. Rose Marie was JFK Jr.'s executive assistant at George back in the 90s. She also wrote this book, Fairy Tale Interrupted, A Memoir of Love, Life, Love, and Loss. Besides this book launch, it was also the 29th anniversary of the launch of the original George magazine. So it's kind of one big event. There was a Q&A.
And by the way, I have the magazine, the first magazine. I had that magazine, and in there on page 13 is a picture. It's a picture of JFK now. It's a picture of him standing there launching the George magazine, but it's not a picture of him all those years ago. It's a current picture. I had that magazine. Why did they put that magazine out there with a different face on it? Because this is happening. We're watching Camelot. We're watching something big. So check it out.
Between Paul Begala, Liz McNeil, and Rose Marie Terenzio. During that Q&A, Rose Marie talked about Bobby a lot because he was still in the race for president during this event. She was talking about funny stories between John and Bobby and how Bobby was kind of upset or just joking that, that JFK Jr. was the sexiest man alive in 1988, and just the way that they poked fun at each other. So it's kind of an interesting and fun event. Well, what happens today? Bobby Kennedy drops out of the race, endorses Trump. What song did Bobby Kennedy walk out to at the Trump rally today? Does anybody know? Maybe this book will give us an answer. So here is what it says. This is what she wrote to me. She signed my book for me. This is kind of cool. She writes to, you know, who the book is for. But look at this. What does that say? There goes my hero. He's ordinary. Very interesting coincidence.
Interesting coincidence. What do you guys think of that? There goes my hero. Isn't that something? I just just hold on, because we got some lots of big things that are going to be happening. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. All right. So if you haven't seen, remember I was saying about the army, this great army? This is in the Minor Prophets. If you haven't read the book, Major Clues from Minor Prophets, definitely get that one. And also you can get the audiobook right here. This is where the audiobooks are, on freedomforce.live. You will love it. It makes you, it just fills you with hope and joy that to know. This is why I'm so filled with hope, because I know biblically what's happening. And not just looking at what 17 said, which is wonderful, but also what this is happening biblically. And this is, every Bible story is happening before our eyes. If you haven't seen this one, you definitely check out the book, This Is Biblical. You can get it for $3 on Amazon. And also they've got the audiobook to that one too. I have the audiobook for all these, so you can listen to them if you're wanting to on your commute. Here is it's the one that's coming out soon. It's 150 pages, you guys. The End Times Study Guide, it's going to have to be in a big book, because it, even 8.5 by 11, it's 150 pages. So it's going to be homework, okay? But this is going to really help you to really understand all the pieces of the end times prophecy, so that you can have a conversation with someone and help them to understand the truth and not get tangled up, okay? Because I understand you listen to me and I talk about it, but I talk about it here and there, and this is in one concise place that you can do this homework. So okay, we're working on getting all the T's crossed and the I's dotted, but hopefully here in the next maybe couple weeks, it'll be out. So hopefully, just pray for me on that. Let's pray. And if you have any questions, post them in the chat. We're going to pray. But if there's anything, any questions or any comments or whatever, let me know, and I'll be happy to try to answer, you know, or study it or research it if I don't know the answer. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the blessing of living in this day. Thank you, Lord, for the promises that in your word, that we will inherit the kingdom. Thank you, Lord, that your promise is that the meek will inherit the earth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you told us to pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you promised that we will rule and reign with you. And thank you that you've raised up all these wonderful people who are so courageous and who will fight, and never stop. We thank you and we praise you that you are worthy to open the seals and to release all this information so that the army would fight. And I thank you, Lord, that the promise is that the beast and the false prophet and Satan will be cast into the abyss for 1,000 years, that we will have health and wealth and peace on this earth. We thank you for all of these things. And Lord, we trust your plan. We trust everything that you have put in your word. And we just ask that you would give grace to Duroff, grace to Bannon, grace to all these. Protect your strong men and women who are on the front lines. We pray that you'll protect all of us as we continue to fight and to continue to share all this truth. We pray you'd bless everyone on the Freedom Force Battalion. I pray you would strengthen them. I pray you'd bless their families. I pray you'd bless their spouses and their children. I pray you protect their health, O Lord. Lord, may no weapon formed against us prosper. Help us to detox our bodies. Help us to not put any more toxins in our bodies. Protect us, Lord, from every trick and every trap of the enemy. And thank you for what we're going to witness. Thank you that you've let us live to see this day and to be a part of what you are doing, and that you have sealed us and protected us for this day. We praise you and thank you and bless your name, Jesus, the King of the world. Amen. Love you. Don't forget. Oh, one more quick thing. If you haven't done this before, go and check out, like I said, the links right here. This one right here. This is one that if you get this one right here, the Boycott the Beast, this is ways that you can keep the toxins from entering your home. No toxins in your home at all. So anyway, do check that out. Also check out My Pillow and also Q Streaming. Boycott the Cabal. Cabal TV. Cabal TV. No more. I guess that's it. All right, guys. I love you. Is there anything else? Yes, so be it. Amen. Amen. I'm so happy that we got to get a chance to get together. I love you guys so much. And I guess it's time to go. As it always goes too fast. All right, guys. I love you. And I'll talk to you later.